Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We begin our service by turning to Proverbs chapter 30 for our call to worship today. And specifically, we're going to look at verses 7 and 8, where the Bible says, "Two things have I required of thee, deny them not before I die." Have you ever heard that final request? Well, Agur, who is the one who wrote this particular proverb, and I'm calling these Agur's axioms because they deal specifically with the last days. He says, "Deny me not two things before I die." And you know what he asked for? The first one, verse 8, "Remove far from me vanity and lies." Now, most people, when they think about their dying request, are asking for all kinds of material type things or things of that nature. But he says, "Keep from me vanities and lies." Whenever I was a child, and I can remember the fact that we used to have five and dimes. I was probably in that final generation before those stores went off the scene. My mom had worked at J. Randall's Five and Dime here in Milton. And when we were little, Mom would take us down to buy our Christmas gifts for when we were buying them for everybody. We'd go to the Five and Dime. And we went down to the basement. That's where all the specials were. And I remember the shock that I received when I asked my mom. There was a Christmas tree down there, and it always had packages, all glittery packages and so forth like that. And I said, "Mom, I want one of those presents under the tree." And Mom told me there was nothing in them. And I was just like, "What? I mean, they're gifts under a tree. I want one." And she said, "No, there's nothing in them. They're just empty packages." And I remember just as a child, you know, being devastated by the fact that someone would wrap an empty box. Now, that is what vanity is. It is an empty box wrapped with glitter paper. If you want to know what vanity means, that's it. No one wants to get that kind of a gift. That would be a beautifully packaged, beautiful looking, you know, gift, and then when you open it up, it's just empty. There's nothing in it. That's what vanity is. Agur says, "Please, before I die, my dying request is this: keep me from that kind of emptiness and from lies." Now understand, please, that vanity is a lie. It is a form of a lie. It promises you something that it cannot deliver. That's what religion does. Religious cults, religious groups, they promise all kinds of things, but they cannot deliver because it's apart from the Word of God. It's apart from Jesus Christ. They're shallow, empty claims. Let me ask you something this morning. When you've come to church today, are you coming just for empty promises? Are you coming to just be given promises that have no meaning? And yet that's what many people are doing today all around the world. There are religious groups, there's cults, there's all kinds that are promising all kinds of things that they cannot deliver. And Agur says, "Deliver me from that. I don't want any part of that. Don't give me lies. Don't give me vanities. Give me instead what? The truth." Do you want the truth? The Bible says the truth shall set you what? Free. And so truth can be very brutal sometimes. Truth can be tough. So don't come to the Word of God with, "I want what I think is truth." Because that's nothing but what? Vanity. Vanity. Don't ask for a Christmas package that's empty. It's dolled up, beautiful bows, glittering paper. "Give me that! Give me that!" But when you open it up, it's all emptiness. May God help us to push aside the vanities, push aside the lies, and seek God's face today as we open His Word and say, "Lord, teach me Thy truth." Ungarnished, unglittered, just give me the truth, and you will walk away full. If you have that kind of a heart, you'll walk away full because God's Word never disappoints. Now, if the preacher gets up and preaches his Word instead of God's Word, then you'll go away empty. But if the God's man preaches God's Word, then you'll go away full because God's Word never disappoints. May God call us to His Word today as we've gathered together.